In God's name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. So about 50 years ago, that only seems like a long time, about 50 years ago, I was entering my second semester as a philosophy student. And the dread title of the course that I was studying as this seminary student was Metaphysics, if you please. It was a way of understanding the structures about thought. And you know, when we say in the creed, we believe in the seen and the unseen, metaphysics was sort of a historical review about the human interpretation of what those things unseen might be. At the same time, our country was embroiled in the violence that was Vietnam. Images of American servicemen under fire, villages burning, people shot, coming onto our television right after supper at 6:30 each and every night without end. Students and young people flooding the streets, asking for a change in policy. Young priests in the church challenging the bishops, asking them to be more effective in addressing issues of racism. Cities burning down in our society with racial unrest. I can assure you, the poor metaphysics prof had no chance to teach us his subject. He was not going to tell us anything that we wanted to think about or that was pressing on our minds and in our hearts. Never mind that, you know, a heaping dose of metaphysics is like getting a shot of Novocaine in your brain. It's like you could just go fall asleep reading some of these tomes. So the prof walks in one day and says, "All right, guys." And this was a seminary in the 60s, and so we were all guys. And he said, "I want to give you a way to think about things. Want to give you a way to think about things." And he took us back to the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and the struggle they had just on being the humans God made. Instead, they wanted to reach for something outside themselves to take in so that they could transcend their own humanity. So they didn't need to be human. People that God made, they could be something else. Wiser, more powerful, more knowledgeable, a lot like God. Is that the story? Did I get it wrong? Is that the story that you read in Genesis? So the prophet said, "Well, okay, yeah." And he said to us, "Read history. Human beings have forever try to step outside themselves, to transcend their humanity, to obtain powers and capabilities that God never gave them and never intended for them to have." This is most demonstrable, he continued. This was in the 60s, I will remind you. In the persistent flight into violence. In violence and in the capacity to kill, we acquire a chance to act like God. We acquire godly power over disposing of the lives that God has created. Oh, the reasons will change. The reasons might be race, religion, resources, revenge. Oh, you name it. But think about it for a moment, if you will. and this latest horror that our society has been subjected to. If I acquire a weapon with a high-capacity magazine so I can deal out death, I have a godly power, do I not? I have stepped outside my own humanity. And indeed, the paradox of all of this, in stepping outside of our humanity, we lose our humanity. In violence, do we step outside? Do we attempt to transcend humanity? In the 1960s, we heard this. And has it been going on? Have you seen it happen? It happens interpersonally. It happens throughout society, and it happens internationally. The sad thing, is that the availability of such weapons of power to help diseased and disordered minds transcend their otherwise insignificant lives, lives that might have come and gone and passed in some not noteworthy fashion, they have now transcended their obscurity. Another thing that occurred to me was that, you know, there's a frequent argument, wait a minute, we're Americans, it's our right. We have a right to these high-capacity magazines and these death-dealing weapons. Weapons don't kill, people kill. And yet those very same people have a dread thought that these tinpot dictators might acquire an atomic weapon. And the argument that tinpot dictators and crazy people in this planet, their counter-argument to all of that is, well, I'm a free and independent person. I need this weapon for my defense. Why can't I have it? And if you're making one argument for what goes on within your society, you are hardly in a position to make an argument that a sovereign state cannot acquire whatever weapon it sees fit. It's a contradiction in terms. The next reason that the next way we step outside or transcend our humanity, back in the 60s, our prof had this insight. Hypersexuality. That is, in serial sexual relationships, in the use of pornography, I get to transcend the person that I am. I don't have to be stuck with my old self that could be rejected or put down or... No, instantly, at my pleasure and at my leisure, my senses can be flooded with this escapism that transports me and through which I transcend my humanity. 50 years ago, I learned that. Is that still going on? Any of that true? In today's time? And the last way that we transcend our humanity, that we get to be somebody else, that we get to step outside ourselves and not be the people that God created us in use of, addictive substances. This is stuff that we drink. This is stuff that we shoot. This is stuff that we smoke. We don't have to be the people that God made. We don't have to deal with anxiety and tension in everyday life. So many ways to get to a different place. In violence, in hypersexuality, in misuse of sexuality, and in the addictive practices that have become, sadly, all too much of a part of our community life. This information that we received from a very wise prof teaching a very difficult course remains sadly true. Did we learn it again this week? Yeah, we did. I had dinner last night with a Muslim couple. The puzzlement and hurt around the name of their faith, Islam. By the way, 23% of the men, women, and children on our planet are Islamic. They are good, decent, kind, compassionate people who follow one of the Abrahamic faiths. Why is the name of their faith attached to what is now a slur? Islamic terrorist. Why is that true? They couldn't understand it. In Meriden, the other community that I serve, after 10 drinks, some guy got a high-powered rifle and put 4 bullets into the mosque adjacent to his property. And tweets, when will we go weapons free on Islam? When indeed? This is a very challenging week for us. But understand, this tendency to try to step outside ourselves, we came by that a long time ago, like Adam and Eve. That's nothing new. It's a human thing. This week, more than ever, in our speech, in our practice, in our love, in our compassion, in our kindness, for God's sakes, let us return to be the humans that God made us to be. And may God sustain us and guide us in being exactly that. Amen.